Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show as we roll on and get set for the Shockers' final game against the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park in franchise history. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and the man who quite possibly will have the final five-hit game by a Shocker in this ballpark, it's Lamar Sparks. Lamar, thanks so much for joining us.
How's it going? I appreciate you having me.
How's it going for you? You've had quite the fun week, tied for the AA lead in hits this week, and you tied the franchise record for most hits in a game with five on July 4th.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's been a preparation, you know, but it's been awesome. You know, a lot of preparing, a lot of adjusting, a lot of everything so far. So it's been good.
And I know that you guys as a team put a lot of work into the cage. How good does it feel when that work in the cage and work with hitting coach J.J. Reimer really pays off in the game situation?
It's really good. You know, J.J.'s a guy who loses sleep over us hitters, you know, staying up at night, you know, trying to figure it out for us. And him and I got together and rethought the whole process and took a new step towards figuring out something new, something that would work and something that would be easy to me for being consistent. And so working with him has been obviously ideal and has been very great and helped me along the way. And I want to keep continuing the progress.
You talk about how he's a hitting coach who loses sleep over the hitters. How much do you enjoy that as a hitter where your hitting coach is that involved with what you're doing on a daily basis and just cares that much as a human being?
You know, it helps us too. It helps us with our confidence because we have a guy who wants to be here and wants to work for us. You know, I hear a lot of times people are just like, he's there working with he's just there to work instead of there to work with and or work for you. And so, you know, I have something new every day from JJ. First thing I do when I sit down in the cage is, hey, what's new? What do we got? What do we got on yesterday? What do we got on this last couple of days? What do we got on this past week? And we discuss it. You know, we go over it, we go over what went well, what didn't, what the progression and all that kind of stuff. And that's big for me is being able to sit back and look in everything that I'm working towards, my goals and all that kind of stuff with somebody who's working for us.
You also faced a knuckleballer last night. Have you ever faced a knuckleballer in your career?
I have faced a guy who threw knuckleballs, yes, but it wasn't the same as last night, that's for sure.
What was it like last night? Because it was a weird and wacky situation. He's throwing balls at 64, 65, 66, and you're facing a former big leaguer. Usually that's a guy who's pitched in the big leagues, but instead it's a former big league hitter who you're facing on the mound.
Yeah, so, you know, it is interesting. But, you know, it's throwing 65, 66. It gets on you more than you think, especially when it's a knuckleball and you see it coming. So at first, you know, you go up there and you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to, you know, focus on hitting the ball up the middle or hitting it away and all that kind of stuff. And you end up getting beat because you're, you know, sitting there watching it move and making sure that your bat's going to run into it. And all of a sudden you're late. And so you kind of have to take the approach of, you know, it's a normal at bat, go through, go through your normal steps and everything towards a normal at bat and work from there.
We talked about the cage work that you guys do. What was it like yesterday? Today you're facing a lot of heavy velocity in there, but what do you do yesterday when you're facing a guy that you know does not throw hard?
Yesterday we actually put the machine on knuckleballs, and it was literally throwing knuckleballs that wouldn't move, you know, or the spin wouldn't move, but the ball would move, and so that kind of helped a little bit. But, you know, just taking it day by day and every step that you can to, you know, work in the cage and be prepared has been helpful, obviously, and yesterday was another one.
One of the big things for you is you have some of the coolest design batting gloves in the team. I think at one point you had one that looked like kind of some graffiti. You have one that kind of looks like an ice cream sundae. Mm-hmm. What is the story behind all the different batting gloves that you use on a daily basis?
So I had a guy reach out to me last year who made me some batting gloves, and I have one from Houston and then one with the Joker that says, "Why so serious?" And so I wear those frequently. But these newer ones came from a guy that I met this spring training. He's a baseball comedian, and his Instagram is One and then Hunna. And he makes some funny content and all that. And I got to meet him, and he gave me some stuff to wear, and I said I'd wear it. And so it's been pretty cool.
How much do you enjoy having a little flair with the batting gloves up there at the plate?
Enjoying it. It's funny because I'm not usually a flair guy. I don't really like to wear, you know, much flair stuff. But I thought it was cool. You know, they're comfortable batting gloves overall. And so, it was awesome to wear them.
And they have some hits in them, too.
I guess so, yeah.
One of the big things for the team right now is this is the very end of 12 games in 12 days. You had some experience with playing long stretches back in the Pioneer League, but here at the AA level, what is it like to keep the body fresh and the mind fresh when you're playing 12 and 12?
You know, luckily we have a very good staff as far as medical trainers and all that kind of stuff too, and, you know, help being in there every day with them and, you know, getting the right nutrition and the right, you know, amount of water and hydration, all that kind of stuff, you know, is always a help. But like I said, back to the medical side, having those guys in there like Andrew and Katie in there, working for us and working with us every day is very important to keep our bodies in shape, you know, whether if it's ice bath or soft tissue, whether it's, you know, all this kind of different stuff, preparation, you know, also Grant and Chris in the weight room, you know, same thing, having those guys in there for mobility for me is a big part because I'm trying to keep everything loose, keep mobile, and make it through 12 games in a row.
Anything you do special for when you're playing in this heat as well? Because not only is it 12-12, but I don't think it's been below 85 degrees for any of these 12 games.
It has not. No, it's been very hot.
Yeah, it's been quite a warm one as well. Lamar, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Braves coming up next.